It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. I'm John Moe. How many minutes did you spend online yesterday? How many hours did you sleep last night? How much water have you had today, like in ounces? Those and other quantifiable answers are at the heart of a movement known as the quantified self, knowing yourself better through measurements and numbers. Gary Wolf is a contributing editor at Wired Magazine and co-founder of quantifiedself.com. It's an online hub for people looking to add up their own numbers and figure out what to do with the totals.
The range is really immense. It goes from very simple, obvious things like people tracking their steps using pedometers to things that are very exploratory, people tracking things like how many times they sneeze or how many times they smile, and everything in between, including mood tracking, people tracking health metrics, people tracking athletic performance.
Now, a lot of this information is being gathered and shared online, but this isn't necessarily an online-only thing. It sounds sort of like a very self-reflective movement operating here. How did this all get started?
We're aware, I think all of us are aware, that a lot of things are being tracked about us, especially as we do a lot of things with our computers. That knowledge is not necessarily used for us, for our benefit. However, the data about us also has meaning to us. And the quantified self movement is about using some of that same data to answer questions that we really care about. How can I be healthier? How can I be happier? How can I realize my intentions? Things like that.
If you're always measuring all these things about yourself, aren't you just measuring instead of living?
That could be said about any kind of self-reflection. When you think about what you're doing, it sometimes interferes with doing it. But I don't think that means that we should never think about what we're doing. And what's going on in the quantified self is simply an extension of our repertoire of tools to reflect on ourselves.
So what's the point of this? Is it to assess who you are, or is it a baseline to go out and then change and improve who you are?
Tracking can be a form of self-awareness or mindfulness. Simply knowing what it is that you're doing is itself a benefit. But tracking can also be a way to discover things about yourself that you didn't know. And that discovery can lead you to change something about what you're doing or to improve.
That's Gary Wolf from quantifiedself.com. Presenting
Tech Report Theater.
I will play the app-based photo sharing service Instagram, recently purchased by Facebook for $1 billion. Producer Larissa Anderson will play Facebook Camera, a new photo sharing app from Facebook. Derp-a-derp-a-doo, I'm Instagram, Facebook loves me, $1 billion. What? Who are you?
Facebook Camera. What's up, old-timer?
Old-timer? Facebook just bought me, and I'm cool. I let people use filters, so an old bicycle on a fence looks artsy.
Is that all?
Yeah, kind of. What do?
Everything you do. And I make it easier to post pictures to Facebook, several at once if you want.
But why would they buy me for $1 billion and then make something just like me?
I'm sure there's room for both of us. It's a strong company making smart decisions.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Hey, let's look up how Facebook's IPO went. Oh, no,
that's
awful. Terrible. Okay,
what
can't believe
disaster.
That. And curtain. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Carbonite, providing automatic and encrypted online backup solutions for home and small business computers. Learn more at Carbonite.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.